Live from downtown Baton Rouge, in that large red brick building on Government Street, the capital city's own Clarence Buggs, on Baton Rouge's local talk and information leader, Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. To join the conversation, 499-1073 in the 225. He's ready to hear from you. And now, here's Clarence Buggs on Talk 107.3 FM WBRP.
As we crank up hour one of today's edition of the Clarence Buggs Show, Chuck and the crew at Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes, 6555 Segan Lane, and, of course, Mitch Kimball and that fabulous group of guys and girls at Baton Rouge Mattress Company, 4065 Florida Boulevard in the Live Oak Shopping Center, making today's show possible. We have a plate full today. It is, of course, and you'd think I'd know this by now, the first Thursday of the month, which means, actually, say that again.
I'm going to start calling you.
Yeah, please. Yeah, senior moment, Ben. I walk out of the studio, and the first person I walk into is Ben Melanson. And, of course, I say to myself, what's Ben doing here today? Is he making a guest appearance on somebody's show?
Yours.
Mine. Yes. Yeah. Then it hits me. I'm like, oh, God, I forgot. First Thursday of the month. Attorney and CPA Ben Melanson in studio delivering free financial and, well, I guess we'll do two today. Yeah, financial and legal advice at 499-1073 and, of course, on the Talk 107.3 live chat. But before we get to Ben, give you the opportunity to formulate exactly how you want to phrase that question for Ben of a financial or legal matter. There is a new study out that is really pertinent for Louisianians. As you well know, the obesity problem is among epidemic proportions in our state. So many people overweight, so many people obese. And this new study connects stress with weight gain. Joining us to start today's show, Dr. Amanda Stiano with the Pennington Biomedical Research Center. Doctor, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Let's start, Dr. Stiano, with, is it stress itself that causes us to gain weight, or is there something else on the periphery that causes us to gain weight?
That's a great question. And the study that you're talking about, it's an interesting one. It shows that people who have higher levels of cortisol, which mm-hmm. is a stress hormone, are more likely to be obese. And there are a lot of studies that are starting to build this evidence base that this chronic stress that people feel over several months, seems to be contributing to weight gain. But we also don't know if it might be in the reverse direction. It could be that people who gain weight also experience more stress.
I had no idea there is such a thing as cortisol, which you said is a stress
hormone. A stress hormone?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What exactly is a stress hormone?
Well, let me tell you, we need a certain amount of stress in our day-to-day life. It helps us pay attention to things, you know, make sure. And so cortisol is good for our bodies to help regulate our blood pressure and things like that. But the problem is when we have too much cortisol, that's where we start to see problems, and we see that too much cortisol is linked with anxiety and depression.
Right.
And this study is starting to show actual physical health effects, too, of obesity.
So does it matter, doctor, whether the stress is attributable to something that is within our ability to control or something that is outside of our ability to control?
You know, that's a good point. In psychology, we try to teach people to use stress management techniques to recognize what are things that you can change and can't change. And certainly, even if you're in a situation where you can't control certain factors, you can control how you respond to those factors, and you can try to take good care of yourself so that you don't feel as much stress.
Sadly, Louisiana, as I mentioned, has one of the highest rates of obesity in the nation, and yet we're also known as one of the most carefree with our laissez-les bon temps rouler attitude of let the good times roll. That being said, doctor, do you think it's more the calorie-rich food that we consume and many times a lack of exercise? And if so, when you factor in the stress part, do we then end up with that perfect gumbo of things that can result in weight gain?
Unfortunately, that's where all the evidence is pointing. You know, high-calorie, low-nutrient diet, spending a lot of time sedentary, either sitting at home or sitting at work, and now it turns out not getting enough sleep or getting too much sleep. And then with this new study, experiencing high levels of stress, all of these things have been linked to weight gain and obesity. But the positive thing is that these are behaviors that we can control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because it's a day-to-day basis of trying to figure out what to eat, trying to fit time in your schedule to exercise. So no one says it's easy. But it is possible to try to start making some gradual changes in our daily life. And I think this new study is especially relevant for us here in Louisiana because we do experience a lot of stress, certainly with the recent flooding, with hurricanes. You know, a lot of our citizens live in poverty.
Right.
And these are chronic stresses that it's not just day-to-day. It's things that just kind of weigh on us for several months. So what's helpful about this study is if we can identify that this stress contributes to obesity, we can try to start figuring out how could we help people? Can we develop medications that lower cortisol levels in the body? Can we help people figure out how to manage their stress?
So does the stress factor, pardon the pun, weigh the same on children as it does we adults?
We're not sure yet. So this particular study that you brought up was done in England among older adults, on average about between their 50s and 60s. There's some evidence, though, that stress may be linked to weight gain in children. And in fact, at Pennington Biomedical Research Center, we recently conducted a study on children in the Baton Rouge area. And we found that children who live in high crime and high poverty neighborhoods have higher stress. And we could see that looking at inflammatory markers in their blood.
Interesting. How can we find out more about the services that the Pennington Biomedical Research Center offers in this regard, Doctor?
We absolutely depend on volunteers to sign up for our research studies. And we encourage everyone to give us a call at 763-3000. Or they can visit our website, pbrc.edu/healthierLA, and sign up. And we actually have a study for kids that's going on right now called Tiger Kids. And I'd love for parents to visit our website and check us out because we really appreciate the volunteers and depend on the volunteers to make our research possible.
Outstanding. Dr. Amanda Stiano with the Pennington Biomedical Research Center, thank you so much for the time and the very valuable information. I'm sure there's some folks out there listening this morning that will take that to heart and govern themselves accordingly. Thank you again, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. So, with all the stress that you're under this time of year,
I weigh 400 pounds.
Tax time just around the corner. One of the guys probably with more stress on him than anybody. Plus, you got the band at home, and yep. They're teething.
Oh, God, are they teething?
Oh, man, you have my sympathy.
That little boy, that poor little Rye, he just...
Bless his heart.
He just can't take it. I mean, it's just killing him.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. He got a mouth. Don't put your finger in his mouth, though.
You're in a world of trouble.
Don't put your finger in his mouth.
Louisiana boy.
Oh.
Must be something to eat, right?
He is not. He hasn't chomped down on anything he doesn't like, whether it's his brother, the dog, or me.
A real Louisiana boy. It is the first Thursday of the month. You have that tax question. You hear that rhythmic sound in the background? Yeah, that's the clock that's ticking. You got that tax question, that financial question, that legal question, free of charge, and we all know how good free is. Attorney and CPA, Ben Melanson in studio, 499-1073 will get you aboard, as others will do. You can likewise post it on the Talk 107.3 live chat, brought to us by Home Bank, good for business, good for life. First break of Hour 1 on Talk 107.3.
Money issues can impact your family, your freedom, your future. Take control with Dave Ramsey. Weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP.
Hey, 1022. hour one of today's edition of the Clarence Buck Show. First Thursday of the month. And while yours truly may have forgotten, apparently, Ben, the listeners did not. Free legal and financial advice at 499-1073. That ticking sound you hear in the background, that's the clock running. Tax time, going to be here before you know it. And if you have that legal question as well, attorney and CPA Ben Melancon in studio with free legal and financial advice, as well as on the Talk 107.3 live chat, brought to us by Home Bank. Good for business, good for life. Alan in the capital city, you're up with attorney and CPA Ben Melancon. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for being on the show today.
No problem.
My question is, with all the flooding and damages to our homes, are there any tax benefits for this year vis-a-vis we got some relief from FEMA, but incurred about $70,000 in repairs above and beyond what they gave us?
What you need to do is file a casualty loss schedule and deduct over and above what it cost you to put your house back together than you got from FEMA and or flood insurance.
Okay.
That way,
that's what I was wondering. So
yes, sir.
That money is deductible?
Well, a certain percentage of it's going to be, yes. You need to work through the form and see how it works, but it's going to come back on a Schedule A, and then you deduct the excess over certain other percentages. But, yeah, that's okay. A lot of that will be deductible.
Well, that's good news because it's been expensive.
I hear you.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.
Are you completely done yet, Alan?
For the most part, have just some little odds and ends, probably about $2,000 more of odds and ends.
Okay.
For the most part, we're back together.
Awesome. Well, congratulations and the best of luck to you on the rest of the route, Alan.
Thank you, brother.
You're quite welcome. We go to Pride. Ronnie, you're up with attorney and CPA Ben Melancon. Hey, Ronnie.
Go Panthers, huh?
Yes, sir. How are you, big guy?
I'm doing wonderful. Look, Ben, thank you for all your advice. Well, look, I have a question. A while back, I had called and asked the difference between legal custody and adoption. You may not remember, but we acquired legal custody December the 14th of this past year. So are we allowed to claim this child on our taxes for the whole year?
Well, what you need to do is, well, first of all, December 14th is a little thin, but what you need to do is look back at the entire time you had that child. If you provided more than half that child's support, then yes, you can deduct that child.
Well, the child has lived with us ever since he was a month old.
I understand.
But we just acquired legal custody. So should we be able to claim him?
If you provided more than half the child's support for the year, yes, you can claim the child as a dependent.
All right, well, I've provided 100%. Okay. All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, good luck to you, Ronnie. In Central, Richard, you're up with attorney and CPA Ben Melancon. Hey, Rich.
Good morning. I have sewer backup insurance, a good policy. All right, but they're only wanting to pay me for a couple inches. My thing is, I said the flood brought the sewage up over everything, and if it wasn't for the sewage, I could have just washed it off and reused it. But they said no, that they would not pay me because all they're going to pay for is just the 2 inches.
Okay.
Are we talking septic system or sewer line?
I got a septic tank that backed up into the house during the flood, the bayou that it drained into, and then after the sewage got in the house, then here comes the water up 20 inches in the house. Well, I'm saying the sewage covered everything. They said, no, the water made it rise. But if it wasn't for the sewage, I could have washed stuff off with a hose pipe, you know, and reused it. But they said they're not going to pay.
Unintended.
Except for 2 inches, you know, the baseboards and
right.
A couple little things in the bottom.
Unintended consequence, Ben? Is that what they're claiming?
I have no idea what they're claiming.
They saying that I got it as state form, and they say I got the best policy there is, but they're not going to pay for it for 2 inches.
And your question's what?
All right. Can I get a lawyer? Because that water come up 20 inches and it covered stuff that I had to throw away because it was all soaked in sewage for 3 days.
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying. Now, I'm sure you can find a lawyer that'll sue State Farm for you because that sounds like the only recourse you have at this point in time.
Do I have a chance or am I wasting my time?
I don't know, sir. I can't guess on that one.
And that you mentioned the policy covers the backup of sewage. Ben, have you ever encountered that before?
Never. I've never heard of a sewage policy before. But I mean, if he's got one, fine. Now, whether or not you can get State Farm to pay the claim over and above what they claim is damage, I don't know. You need to speak to someone who can understand that. I've not dealt with it. I'm sorry.
I appreciate your help.
Not a problem, sir.
Good luck to you, Richard. Would that be potentially the same as if you had a policy for flood? Flood comes up, but you have in your garage or storage room, if it's connected to the house, a bunch of chemicals. And flood causes these things to fall off the shelf. They break and now pollute everything that it touches. You're protected against the flood, but it's the extraneous things that end up causing additional damage.
That's the problem. They're going to pay you for the flood. They're not going to pay you for the extraneous.
Right. Interesting. That's the first time I think I've ever heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And the old folks say if you live long enough, you'll see it all.
That's it.
And this is the first one for yours truly.
Yeah.
And for Ben, for that matter.
Yeah. And I've lived long enough to know that I've seen too much.
Lines have all cleared out now. Attorney and CPA, Ben Melancon, is in studio. And, of course, interestingly, we've only had, what, one or two tax questions. So, apparently, everybody has their taxes all in order. And everybody is, even after the flood, have no questions at all regarding tax issues. That's good to know.
We do a good job, don't we?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, we've done a real good job in that regard. By the way, just to see how many are paying attention, I should ask: do you need a lawyer to write a will in Louisiana? Official State Wayne could answer that one.
For you, yes.
Yeah. Here's news.
I'm Michelle Southern in the Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge Newsroom. The Department of Corrections has activated a database that enrolls prisoners in Medicaid on the day they are released from 7 state-owned facilities. DOC Medical Director Dr. Raman Snee says this new program gives former offenders access to primary care physicians instead of emergency rooms.
By staying in the Medicaid safety net, they will not abuse emergency rooms because they become critical, and it will be good for taxpayers as the care in the outpatient setting is the most cost-efficient care.
He says it's also good for taxpayers because proper care could reduce the recidivism rate. A 15-year-old on his way to school this morning in Denham Springs died after he was hit by a truck, according to police. They believe the student was crossing the road when headed to Denham Springs Freshman High and was struck. The Baton Rouge Police Department arrests a man in the shooting death of his son. They say the suspect, 48-year-old Rico Wilbert, had been in an altercation with the victim, 23-year-old Tyrone Isaac. Wilbert is booked with second-degree murder. Michelle Southern, Talk 107.3, Baton Rouge.
Hey folks, it's Lars Larson. Glad to be with you, supplying honestly provocative talk radio. Weeknights at 7 p.m. on Talk 107.3 WBRP.
It's your and you ought to want to keep as much of it as possible, especially if the alternative is giving it to the IRS, a.k.a. the government. Attorney and CPA, Ben Melancon, in studio, as he does, first Thursday of the month, whether I remember that or not.
Good thing one of us does.
Yeah, really. Better me to forget than you, right?
That's right. You'd have had a slow show today.
Oh, man. Well, I had everything all mapped out, and I'm geared up, ready to go, and then I look up, there's Ben.
Uh-huh.
Wonder whose show he's on today.
Yours,
dummy. Thank God he didn't forget. Free legal and financial advice from our resident attorney and CPA, Ben Melancon. Three lines are open to answer that burning legal or financial question for you. 499-1073 will get you aboard. You can also post that question, concern, what have you, on the Talk 107.3 live chat, brought to us by Home Bank. Good for business, good for life. In Denham, James, you're up with attorney and CPA Ben Malasson. Hey, James.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
A couple of months ago, I sold a strip of right-of-way to Department of Transportation. And it started out in December, close to Christmas holidays. And we finalized this thing on January the 3rd. They put the check in my hand, and at that time, the property was still titled in my name. Now, do I have to claim this on 16 taxes, or can I carry it over to this year's taxes?
If you didn't get the check until 2017, then that's when you report the sale in 2017.
Even though the check was dated back in December.
Well, you didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You didn't say that. Now you're changing the facts.
Okay.
Constructive receipt says you didn't receive it until 2017.
Correct.
So that's when I would report it.
That's what I'll do then.
But the question then becomes, are they going to send you a 1099 for the purchase?
I have a 1099 right here.
Then you have a problem.
Okay, go ahead and just claim it this year then.
I would go ahead and report it on 16. Uh-huh. See, that's another little fact you didn't include.
Okay, I'm trying to condense it down.
Well, you condensed it a little too far.
A little too far.
Okay, appreciate your help, Pastor.
Not a problem.
All right, good luck to you, James. Not only did he condense it, but he cooked it all the way down to its purest form, leaving out a little bit of the seasoning that needed to be thrown in there as well.
No, that was the meat of the matter.
When you start changing the facts there. And bless his heart, he thought, you know, he was making it easy and not taking up more time with the question. But when you're talking legal, when you're talking financial, many times the devil's in the details.
That's exactly correct.
And you have to know, I was taught early in life, two people you never lie to, your doctor and your attorney.
That's it.
Those two, take the time, lay it all out.
And you know why?
Why?
Because we can't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And literally, your life, our lives could be in your hands.
Exactly.
Not the people you want to lie to in that regard. Folks that you and I were talking about this off air, has the IRS made any special accommodations for folks that flooded in August? As in, we'll give you extra time to prepare your tax return, so on and so forth.
They did.
As in?
Well, the floods were in August of 16.
Right.
If you didn't file your 2015 tax return in April of 16,
you were late.
You were on an extension.
Or an extension, right.
So assuming you were on an extension, what the IRS did, when the president declared it a federal disaster area,
right,
the IRS came in and said, okay, any tax returns due, any payments required after August of 16th of 2016,
right,
we will defer the filings and we will defer the payments until January 17th of 2017.
Which time has passed now.
Well, yeah, that's 2015.
Right.
So they gave you extra time to make your payments, and they gave us extra time to file our returns.
Okay.
Okay.
What if you were not on an extension?
Well,
paid them.
You were already late. Unless you already filed in April of 15.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I meant. You filed.
Then you don't need an accommodation. You're done.
So you filed for 15.
You were done. You're finished.
August rolls around. You get flooded.
So?
You lost, I don't know, all your documentation, all of your reference information for those who estimate quarterly, so on, so forth.
Now you're talking 2016.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Do you then have to request the extension, or has something, since it was, in fact, a, quote, federal disaster declaration?
You need to request an extension past that time, because the problem is this is now 2017. It's filing season for 2016.
Right.
Okay? It's a whole new ballgame. We started over.
Right.
Okay? What you have to do then is you estimate what happened in the first 8 months of the year if you lost all your records.
If you are one of those individuals that finds himself or herself having to estimate, and for whatever reason, they really don't know or can recall, recollect, whatever, close to accurate estimations. Can you, will the IRS assist you in past filings with that information, or do you just do whatever you think is the best you can do?
Well, what you need to do is you first back up and let's start reconstructing.
Okay.
All right. If it's my business, I can request that the bank provide me additional bank statements.
Ah.
I can at least tell what went into the account and what came out of the account.
Right.
Then you request, pictures of the checks.
Right.
Now I can reconstruct.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Where the problem becomes is when you have to go back years and years to support what happened.
Mm-hmm.
When you need the individual receipts for that lunch we had last week.
Right.
When you need certain things like that, that's where the estimation comes in.
Okay.
And that's where you need to be not necessarily conservative, but you need to be as accurate as possible.
Why?
Because if they audit you, you have to prove what you deducted.
Oh.
There's always that caveat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you underestimate, later on you can prove, whoa, wait a minute. See, what had happened was I lost this info, but now I realize I underestimated. Next year, or do you simply amend that return?
No, you have to go back and amend the return. Most everyone in the United States is on a cash basis, which means when you receive it, it's income, which
right.
is why I asked the last caller so many questions.
Right.
When you receive it, it's income. When you pay it, it's a deduction.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't receive it, you know how when you ask me what are we going to plan for year end, and I say if you got that bonus, defer it to next year?
Right.
That's right. If you don't get it, you don't pay tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pay it out, you can't deduct it.
Right.
With the possible exception of your credit cards, but we won't get there.
Right.
So if you find out you understated expenses, you can always go back and amend your return to include those expenses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense now. That makes sense. Jack C., our resident jester, for lack of a better title, posted, does Ben suggest bleach or hydrogen peroxide as the best way to remove DNA evidence?
Well, since I don't do criminal law.
Not going to literally, pardon the pun, touch that one, right?
No.
Yeah. The IRS in recent memory. Oh, no. It was another one I wanted to get to before that. Not that you are, you're a CPA, not a financial advisor. But yesterday's stock market rally, right on the heels of President Trump's stunning address earlier this week, how much do you attribute that uptick in the market to his address?
Have you seen the uptick in the market since he was inaugurated, since
yes.
he won?
Yes.
I don't think it's an uptick.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's longer than an uptick.
True. True. Is that sustainable, you think?
I tell you what, if I was riding it right now, I think I'd be liquidating.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because
get while it getting's good, right?
Because in those markets, you have to remember this. Pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered.
Ooh, I never heard that one before.
Yeah, so if you're fat right now, it may be time to unload. But it's more than an uptick. I think it's a trend, but I don't know how long the trend is going to last.
Is that
because what was it when he was elected? It was just under 19.
Yeah, and we're over 21 now.
Are you over 21 now?
Yeah.
That's not an uptick.
Yeah,
an uptick drops back down.
Right,
it ticks.
More reason than ever to diversify your portfolio.
I would absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you're long in stocks, I'd be unloading. But that's just me.
Right, right.
I'm not a financial advisor.
Carl?
Call your broker.
Did you hear that?
Call your broker.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be a good thing to think about diversifying because as I saw a member of our app family, Stanley, post, I think it was just earlier this morning when they were talking about this, what goes up must come down.
It will. I mean, it's
at some point.
Oh, it's a cycle. It's going to be a cycle. The question is where do you get in on the cycle?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Makes perfect sense. Attorney and CPA, Ben Melanson, in studio. We've got one segment left, and all lines are open. Now's your chance to jump in and get free of charge the best legal and financial advice. If nothing else, some direction on that burning legal or financial question, you know the one. You've been scratching your head, keeping you up late at night, trying to figure out the best way to approach this problem. You've got one segment left and a line open for you. 499-1073 will get you aboard. You can also post it on the Talk 107.3 live chat, brought to us by Home Bank. Good for business, good for life. I'll save that until we finish this final break. Last break of hour one on Talk 107.3 WBRP.
Your home for AM Baton Rouge. Clarence Bugs, Dave Ramsey, and Jim Engster is Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP.